This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and you're listening to the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guest for the day, Kelvin Wong, Oanda Senior Market Analyst in Singapore. Kelvin, good morning from London. Good afternoon to you.
Good morning to you, Johnny.
So before we look to the week ahead, what about the markets where you are today in Asia Pacific?
Yes, so if you look at the major Asia benchmark stock indices, I would say it's positive. And in fact, it actually reacted differently from the lackluster US performance over last Friday. So primarily, today's Asia session, positive performance, especially on the Nikkei 225. The Nikkei 225 is up almost 3%, to be precise. It closed at 2.7%. So the reason being said that over here is that there's actually clear signs that the Japanese economy right now is actually more or less has been totally kind of eradicate their decades-long sort of deflationary risk spiral environment. Why? Because on last Friday, in the afternoon session, late afternoon session, Asia time last Friday, Renko, which is the Japan largest union, labor union federation in Japan, managed to actually secure a wage hike increase. Annualized average at 5.3%. So they managed to secure wage hike for Japanese employees on the average at 5.3% annualized for this financial year. That means FY 2024/FY 2025. So that's actually way beyond last year increase of 3.6%. And given this preliminary figure of 5.3%, it's actually the highest wage hike seen in 33 years in this Japan's historical, I would say that it's a historical moment for Japanese workers. So given this strong wage increase that's managed to secure by the largest labor union in Japan, it could potentially spill over to a much more forceful demand push or demand pull consumer spending, which tends to actually allow Japan's inflationary trend to maintain sustainably above the 2% BOJ target. So that actually explained to us why the Japanese stock markets remains positive for today, and it has a positive spillover impact to the rest of other Asia market as well.
So that's the market so far where you are in Asia Pacific. Let's now look ahead to the next few days and plenty of central bank announcements coming up. What stands out for you?
Okay, so let us start with the more important Bank of Japan, which is they will actually announce their monetary policy outcome tomorrow, early in the morning, Asia session time. So that's around Singapore time, 11 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. They should be out their monetary policy decision. But what's interesting over here is that in relation to tomorrow's outcome on Bank of Japan monetary policy decision is the reaction of the dollar yen. So if you look at the reaction of the dollar yen in the past 4 to 5 days, especially on Friday, where the better than expected wage hike results that was released, the dollar yen didn't actually react accordingly to this improved positive fundamentals in the Japanese economy. So by right, if you look at from a fundamentals perspective, the dollar yen should actually slide upon the release of these positive fundamentals. Instead, the dollar yen rallied. That means we're talking about yen weakness still at play. And we could understand that this yen weakness that has taken shape in earlier of March this month is more driven from the dollar side of the equation because of that less softer inflationary trend in US that's driving the movement of the dollar yen. But on the other hand, from the Japanese side of the equation, markets totally seems to be ignoring that particular improved health of the Japanese economy, especially we're talking about consumer spending, which we discussed earlier that due to this higher wage increase, it could actually drive much more consumer to spend sustainably and also allows the Japan inflation rate to maintain above that 2% target that's been set by BOJ. And on top of that, given the fact that there's also local press reports that's out over the weekend, Japanese local press stating that due to this improved fundamentals in the Japanese economy, especially the better than expected wage hike for this financial year, there's high chance that BOJ will tomorrow starts to hike interest rate. That means we're talking about removal of that short-term negative rates that is at negative 0.1% since 2016 to a range of around 0% to 0.1%. And some local press has already give an opinion stating that the BOJ could be much more hawkish. They could also do a total removal of that yield curve control program that kind of distort the Japanese JGB bond market, or which indirectly the Japanese fixed income market, where they still have that so-called, not so hard cut now, but a reference point at the 1% level, which is the 10-year JGB yield, that every time potentially the JGB yield come close to 1%, that is a risk that Bank of Japan may come and intervene and push the yield back lower. And some of this local press has mentioned that they could as well remove the yield curve control program, given that the time is right now. But it seems to me that the dollar yen movement is not pricing in this expectation from the fundamentals and from the news flow. And today's early Asia session, they continue to rally again. So based on the last 5-day performance, in fact, the dollar against the yen is the best performing dollar currency, dollar against other major currency pair. They're actually up 1.5%, and also the dollar yen is also traded to close to a high of 14930 level, or 14933 to be precise, intraday today as we are speaking. So it's coming very close to that psychological level of 150, where potentially that level, every now and then when it comes close to that 150 level or slash 151 level, this is where we start to see a lot of verbal intervention by Ministry of Finance officials to actually talk down the strength of the dollar against the yen. So if market participants doesn't seem to be believe BOJ will be very forceful in normalizing their ultra accommodative monetary policy, and if they does tomorrow, that could actually surprise the FX market, and potentially we may start to see a bearish reaction of this level, the dollar yen. So that's for more about the BOJ. And going forward, I think it's the more all-important mother of all central banks, which is the Fed. So the Fed will actually release their dot plot as well. So more or less, market participants in pricing no rate cut going forward in on the 20th of March meeting, which is on Wednesday, stamp pad at the Fed fund rates of 5.25% to 5.5%. But what's market concern over here is the release of their latest dot plot. So this latest dot plot will indicate the Federal Reserve median forecast on inflationary trend in US, and as well as the trajectory of the Fed funds rate. So if you recall, in December, they were actually very outspokenly, outlandishly, confidently dovish by advocating a 3 interest rate cut for 2024. So at that point in time, because of this bonus in the dovish side from the Fed, market actually starts to price in twice amount of interest rate cut for 2024. So that was 6 times at the end of December, and as well as the start of January. So as we know that as more data start to come in, that don't really support the softening of that US inflationary trend in US, and all of a sudden the US Federal Reserve officials decide to actually reduce their dovish guidance, or the dovish signaling impact towards the market by dictating or guiding the markets that, hey, we are now not so in hurry of cutting rates. So market participants right now has reduced their Fed funds rate cut bets to around 3-4%. So that's actually in line with the previous dot plot in December. So what's going to surprise market will be if the Federal Reserve officials starts to actually reduce that 3 interest rate cut that was penciled in the December dot plot to 2 instead. So that could be a big significant impact on the market. Why? Especially on risk-related assets. And we do know that at the start of this year, this tremendous amount of rally that's being seen on the benchmark US stock indices, especially the NASDAQ 100, which is heavily weighted by the mega cap 7 stocks, has been one of the top performer globally. And especially they're actually riding on an increased liquidity condition in US. So if the US Federal Reserve starts to actually tone down their dovish guidance by indicating to the market, hey, we are now looking at 2 interest rate cuts instead of 3, that could actually hammer on this high-flying NASDAQ 100 as well as the Russell 2000, which is pretty much dependent on the cost of lower cost of funding. And the NASDAQ 100 is actually due to the risk of especially NVIDIA, which has risen close to about 70% year-to-date. So that's actually more than 8 times of the year-to-date return of the NASDAQ 100. So I would say that given the high concentration of the Nasdaq 100 that is kind of dependent on the mega cap stocks, which seven mega cap stocks, which also the market leader is that's driving the seven mega cap stock is Nvidia. There's actually a risk of disappointing from the Fed, which could potentially trigger off a kind of a multi-week corrective move on the Nasdaq 100. And given the fact that if you look at the last 2 weeks of performance on the Nasdaq 100, it start to actually shape two consecutive weekly closes, weekly negative performance at around an average of 1.5%, negative 1.5% in the last 2 weeks. So something to look at what eye for the Fed meeting. And also to actually come close to the week on Thursday, we do have the Bank of England as well. So the Bank of England market is actually expecting no change as well. They will actually maintain their interest rate close to a high of 16-year high at 5.25%. So the fact that as we know that Bank of England Governor Bailey, he's always very cautious on inflationary numbers coming back into the UK economy. But despite we know that the UK inflation trend has been tracking downwards, and even in fact they are much more softer than the US. So this time around, right, ahead of the Bank of England decision on Thursday or Wednesday, we do have the UK inflation data that's out for the month of February. So if you look at the core CPI data for February, the market is actually pricing in a 4.6% year on year. So that's actually a deceleration from 5.1% year on year in January. And in fact, market has been the core CPI trend in US, the core CPI trend in UK has been slowly decelerating constantly from a high of 7.1%, that's the core CPI, in the month of May 2023. So that was about a year ago. So from 7.1 all the way down to what, 5? So that's about 2 percentage point off. But however, it seems to us that the Bank of England, as well as the rest of the global central bank, with the exception of Japan for sure, seems to be taking the cue from the US Federal Reserve, which is the mother of all central bank. So if the US Federal Reserve tends to err towards more of the cautious side, there's actually a high chance for the rest of the major central bankers to sing to a similar tune as well.
Kelvin Wong in Singapore, thank you very much for joining us today. Have a great week.
My pleasure, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.